Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is area code 760-337-8874. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Maria. How are you?
Good.
Hey, hi out there. Hi out there. Are you guys freezing yet? Because it's chilly this morning. Unless you're listening to the show in May on the podcast. By the way, the podcast is available on KXORadio.com, and as soon as Mario cleans out all of my weird references to stuff that don't make any sense, it'll be up, okay? So welcome, good morning, glad you're listening. We have Accent Care in the house. And by that, we mean two people. We have Carlos Ramirez, and we have Bobby Rupal. And hey, I'm warming up on this stuff. And Accent Care is a home health service agency, kind of, sort of, and they've got a much better explanation. Carlos, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. Accent Care Home Health is a home health agency. We're home certified by Medicare, and we usually get, obviously, reimbursed by Medicare, private insurance, and Medi-Cal, Medicaid. The company has been here in El Centro for over 15 years, formerly known as Home Choice. It was a privately owned company.
Okay.
And was bought by Accent Care about 7 years ago. We've been working very hard to try to serve our community. There's other home health agencies in the community too, but obviously we're here to represent ourselves and hopefully to let our audience know that we're available if they have any home health care needs for their family. Especially, we take care of a very large senior population, people with different, the problem with home health or the qualification for home health, the patient has to be homebound, which means the patient is not able to be driving and going up and down on a daily basis like most people will do. When it's hard for them, it's a taxing effort to leave their home. That's when home health is able to go into their home and assist them with wound care, medical procedures. And also here with Bobby today, we're going to be talking about the behavioral health program that we have.
Yeah, when you talk about home health care services, I usually think about senior citizens. Senior citizens, yes. You know.
People way older than us, basically.
Yes.
You know, more than like 90. Well, it's because my dad's 80, so he's pretty healthy. You know, so I don't consider him.
Like fifth,
I don't
the fifth
consider
year
him,
of life, okay?
Well, I don't consider him, you know, an elderly senior. I don't at
I
all.
Probably, that's what at I like all. You. It's, you get the biggest presents on so, Christmas.
So, yeah, you know, maybe 90 plus.
Well, the truth is, I mean, talking about the Medicare population, is usually people over 65 years of age.
Now, oh, my gosh, that's so young.
Yes, and nowadays it is. I mean, the average age for male, I read this about 5-6 years ago, was 70 years in America. And the average dying age for a female was 75, so women get 5 years extra than male for some reason.
That's still young.
But, you know, nowadays with so much advances in medicine, you know, people are able to live longer, more treatments for cancer and other diseases, you know, have helped increase the age of living in America.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.